you slip and catch yourself and you say, this is a dangerous place. Mm-hmm. I almost
fell.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be ready in...
Maybe. Depends from the time. If it's evening. Now, if we're going out for... what we're going out for.
Okay. Again, now, if somebody was waiting for you and you were just about ready, and say they knocked at the door for you, mm-hmm. and you'll say, okay, I'm coming.
In a few minutes.
Okay. You know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance.
No.
You may ask someone how
far
okay.
it is to wherever I'm going.
Okay. If you are pointing out something nearby, you'll say...
Sometimes I'll yes.
You'll say, what?
In that direction.
Or in any direction, you pass something that you want somebody to see, you'll say...
Look at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to know how many times, you may ask somebody how, what, do they go to town? How, what, do they go to town?
How often do you go to, if I live in the country, mm-hmm. how often do you go to town or
okay.
do you go to the market?
Yeah. All right, you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You will say, if somebody says, well, I don't agree with what he said.
Yeah.
And if you don't agree either, then you will say what?
I'll say, well, I don't either.
Okay.
I'm not going to vote for him either.
All right. What is this part on the head known as?
Your forehead.
Okay. If somebody goes to the barber to get him to cut something off, what is he getting cut off in the barber shop?
Getting his hair cut.
All right.
Probably a shave.
Mm-hmm. Where did the old time storekeeper keep his pencils when he wasn't using it? So it would always be handy. Now, he didn't have it in his hand because he had to use his hand.
No.
Okay, as I said before, sometimes the old-time storekeeper would put his pencil somewhere that would be on a part of his body, somewhere near his head.
Oh, on his... Well, yes. Sometimes...
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I... She stick it behind his ear.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes up here in his... I've seen it up here. But often I've seen it a country store man with his pencil stuck behind his ear.
Okay, now if someone is mumbling, you'll say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay. He got a chicken bone stuck in his what? A fish bone stuck
in his throat.
Okay.
Well, the thing to do for that, I've been had a fish bone in twice, and one time when Birdman Jack was little, they were staying with me that summer. And Jim had went to Gainesville and bought fish the end of the week. And we was eating supper, and I had the baby. I had the baby in my lap, eating and picking out the bones. And my husband said, now, Lottie, you better watch what you're doing. You get choked. Well, it was the weekend. We'd worked hard, and we was kindly hungry in cotton work. You don't get a chance to cook a decent meal hardly in busy when your cotton is, well, when you're chopping. And so I paid not much attention to it, and it won't 5 minutes till I got a fishbone in my throat. And what I did, I didn't say nothing to nobody. My husband believed that I did. And I says, pass me the bread.